Yes, indeedy. Well, Augie, last show of the year. Then we're done with this. I'm back to Ireland, back to real journalism, back to a real life. Oh, yeah. Nice working with you, though. It's been good.
What are you talking about? I just signed us up for another year here at Moscow Mules.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes, and I'm joined by Santa's little helper, Augie Organis. Poor boy. He gets such a hard time here on the Moscow Mules. I didn't think he'd actually survive the year, but he has done. Bread and water, locked in the basement, crunching the numbers. And we're back again. And we're back again for the end of year episode. It's been a wild ride. We've had great fun making the show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming on the journey. And remember, we said that we were going to do a little special this week for the end of the year, looking back at the clown show, Clown World. And we're going to give out a few awards. Is that right, Augie? We're gonna give credit where credit is due. And the first award for the end of year Moscow Mule show is Ass of the Year. And, you know, there's quite a few candidates, of course, as you know, if you've been watching. But we've selected a few. And the first is probably one of the most repellent cretins that ever walked on 2 feet, ever crawled out of a swamp and opened its mouth. Kind of the Nosferatu of the American South, a man called Lindsey Graham. Let's have a look at how Lindsey has featured over the last year on your Moscow Mules. Run the video, Augie. That's what he kind of looks like, doesn't he? A middle-aged, gay, white male who loves to see young men dying. Freak.
You're going to tell them how to fight the war?
You're going to tell them? Yeah, I want to get an erection looking at the blood and guts, motherfucker.
But when it comes to Israel getting in trouble, old Lindsey Graham, who doesn't pay male prostitutes to visit his home in the United States, and there is no evidence of that whatsoever, so I'll have to clarify that, he completely lost his shit, as they say. Run the video, Augie.
So to any ally, Canada, Britain, Germany, France, if you try to help the ICC, we're going to sanction you.
And you saw little Justin in Canada and his position. What should the penalty be?
We should crush your economy.
Canadians, get ready.
I mean, does he get to decide whose economy gets crushed?
What would you do in America if somebody came across our border, raped women, put babies in ovens? Mm. What did we do after Pearl Harbor? We went to all-out victory.
I don't remember the Japanese putting any Americans in ovens in Pearl Harbor.
Japan to smithereens. We destroyed Berlin. That's not an option here.
You know, and of course, Lindsey is so comically evil and ridiculously retarded. You know, it's hard to find somebody that could even fit into the category. It should be Lindsey Graham, Lindsey Graham, Lindsey Graham. And the winner is. But actually, we found somebody else who's featured very heavily here on the Moscow Mules. Agnes Strack Zimmermann, the darling of the woke elite in Germany. There's just a sort of a smell of Nuremberg off her, before and after. Run the video, Augie.
Does not have enough cops in the cupboard to be a fascist, because he is a madman.
The cupboard is up here, just over there on the right. Have a look. You can see it all across here.
Oh, my God. Trump is a fascist?
Also, ich würde erst mal sagen, dass Trump nicht alle Tassen im Schrank hat.
What's her name?
Marie Strack-Zimmermann.
Marie Strack-Zimmermann has been very upset by the fact that someone has called her a warmonger. I am not a warmonger. I am a peacemaker. Jawohl.
Nicht wir sind die Kriegstreiber, sondern wir sind die Friedenstreiber. Hören Sie genau hin. Hören Sie genau hin.
I feel like I'm back in Nuremberg.
Und wer mir was von Kriegstreiberei erzählt, der soll in Moskau anrufen oder bei Radio Moskau.
That's just Friedenstreiber.
What is it called? Friedenstreiber?
Friedenstreiber. Peacemongers.
She's a Friedenstreiber. Mm. Despite all this, some of these politicians are very, very enthusiastic. Well, something wrong with my hand about the whole Slava Ukraini thing. The hand is.
Fahne.
Notice what
Slava
I was.
Slava Ukraini.
Slava Ukraini.
There's something in the Something wrong with that hand.
She wants to recruit 1 million men and make it absolutely obligatory to seize them. Sorry, I have a cramp in my hand. Run the video, Augie.
Ob sie es hören wollen oder nicht. Slava Ukraini.
Look at the hand. Check the hand. You will f***ing say Slava Ukraini if you like it or not. Can you believe this?
I must not do the signal to my friends. Ah.
So there's Marie Agnes Strack-Zimmermann, one of my favorites. And by the way, I have to, Augie and I have been to see the local doctor. And the reason I was doing so much of this sort of, let's say, 1930s fashionable waving during this year's show, the season, was I've been exposed to too much EU politicians, and I may have contracted Nazi-itis, which is a common condition from journalists who do spend too much time looking at EU people like von der Leyen, Strack-Zimmermann, etc. So I hate the Nazis, of course. Correct, Doggy? So the final candidate in Ask the Year category at the Moscow Mule Oscars is, you know, the other two, you know, they both want to see lots of young men die. They want to spend your money doing it. There's another kind of more insipid, creepy, sort of too sweet to be wholesome, as we say back in Ireland. Guess who it is? You know, old, good-looking Fidel Castro's not his son. You know, Justin, the boy band wonder. The maple leaf, maple syrup dude, you know, saccharine, you know, would be the word. He kind of makes me want to have a shower after I look at his videos. Not with my daughter, Big Joe. So let's have a look at Justin. How Justin featured on this year's Moscow Mules. He's a guy I just love to hate. Run the video, Augie. And here he is at the gay parade in Toronto, telling a six-month-old baby to have a good pride. Yeah, you heard me right. A little baby, have a good pride. It's not indoctrination. No, it's not. Run the video, Augie. Happy pride. I mean, what? Dancing in front of kebabs, shaking his ass. Take it away, Augie.
I don't understand why he dances at kebabs.
Check it. Why? Augie, why?
I made a lot of kebabs in my life, but I've never learned that you have to dance.
Why? Again. Why is he such an ass? Why? What a prick.
So who do you think wins this year's Ask the Year award?
I think Ask the Year has to go to Justin Trudeau, because he could probably be okay if he just wasn't an ass. So that makes him Ask the Year. Congratulations, Justin. You won. So we move on to the next category in this end of year show here at the Moscow Mules. And it's called, Augie, Cringe of the Year. And it can be a country, it can be a person, it can be a collection of all of the above. But we're going to start with our own friend, Macrolian. Oh, you know, the mini maestro, the guy, you know, he's such a cutie, isn't he? Let's have a look at Macron, who had a bit of a tricky year, let's say, with the Olympics and with his love affair with I mean his wife, Zelensky. Let's have a look at him with the narco Fuhrer. You know, love is in the air. Quite cringy, right? Run the video, Augie. Oh, this is spooky. I mean, do neither of these people think this is... Let go of me. This is wrong. This is love. It's absolutely correct. So like that's just ultimate cringe. Can that be beaten, Augie? Can that moment be beaten? That overly long gaze, like everybody in the room going, what the f*** is going on? That's got to be the cringiest thing I've seen in years. But hold on, there's more. Augie, the Olympics.
The Olympics.
It didn't get any better with the Olympics, right?
I mean, it was an Olympics to remember, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Run the video.
Choisi pour faire partie des porteurs et porteuses de flammes. Et depuis qu'elle est au courant, elle s'entraîne quotidiennement. Et c'est pas toujours facile.
Oh, give me a break. It's obligatory these days, isn't it? Dude in a dress, guy in a fucking miniskirt.
Check out the fakest ever.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, if that jumped into the scene, it would immediately flip upside down like a pair of life rafts. What a fake. What a lot of bullshit. And of course, Russia is now apparently to blame for the bed bugs biting the ass.
They told me that they've been really, really busy because Paris has a real.
Oh, look, yeah. This is good. Look, Z. Yeah.
The French government is expected to announce new emergency measures.
Yeah, this is it. And this is verified by BBC Verify. BBC Verify have looked at all this footage and they can suggest that an anonymous source says it's absolutely genuine. Oh, this is great. This is just beautiful.
But Che, I think the whole Olympic story wouldn't be it without the Seine, the shittest river in the world.
Yeah, I mean the Seine, the mayor saying that she was going to swim in the Seine. I think Macrolion even said he was going to have a dip. All bull. None of them went near it. It's basically an open air sewer. It really capped off the Olympics. What a show. Literally. Run the video, Augie. Seems that the water in the Seine didn't sit very well in the stomachs of some of the athletes. Run the video there, Uggs. Oh, man. Check this out. Boom. Straight into that raw sewage. Nice. You don't want to watch this after a few beers.
A few moments later.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Yeah, that'll do it. Oof. Yeah, nice. Yeah, rainbow-colored puke. Check out a video that a Parisian decided to take just to show exactly what's floating around in there, and then you might get a better idea as to why people like Daniel Whiffen, our swimmer, was hurling his guts up after splashing around in it. Run the video there, Augie.
Serviette hygiénique, papier toilette.
Toilet paper.
Préservatif, hein.
Voilà. Preservatif is something you put on your equipment before you stick it.
Non traité, qui est rejeté directement.
Yes, a condom. Okay, so we leave Paris, prime candidate for cringe of the year, Augie, I'd say. And we head to Kiev, where the next candidate for cringe of the year resides. Probably doesn't live there anymore, probably hiding in Poland or somewhere. Our old friend, Vlad Zelensky. A man with plenty of cash, very few brains left, but not that he cares. He's another prime suspect for cringe of the year, I'd say, Augie. It's hard to even calculate how many times he's embarrassed himself and the rest of Ukraine. Let's have a look at his little interactions with us and his cringiness. Run the video, Augie.
I am a president of the great country. I am in trouble. Can you help, please? I have already closed the boundaries.
Grand no escape.
Men ride on the streets. My generals, they have a plan.
I love this. Zaluzhny. Adios. Gone.
Americans.
Joe.
Don't
gone.
Your man.
They're all gone.
I just need your.
Here we go.
Money and planes, money and tanks. give me money, thank you, thanks.
Some of the memes that have come out about how Zelensky is dipping his little fingerellos into the US taxpayers' pocket are just absolutely classic. Check this.
Here we go.
Oh, whoa.
Here comes the money.
He's coining it. There's Uncle Sam in the dumpster. Ooh, not good. Dumpster fire. And of course, the cringe of Ukraine is almost complete. It's like, a trifle. He's missing something. So the little sprinkles on top, the little cherry on the top of the cream, it's perfect. And the cherry and the sprinkles, of course, are NAFO, this retarded group of involuntarily celibate middle-aged men living in their mother's bedrooms, attacking Russia through their keyboards, They don't just attack Russia, of course, they attack me. Of course, they put me on the kill list, they blah, blah, blah. But, some of it's just sweet. It's so cute. It's like this ex-girlfriend who really hates you so much. She must have loved you at some stage. I think they only think they hate me, Augie. Augie, what do they actually think about me? You picked a little passage which you think describes what NAFO thinks of yours truly, the host of Moscow Mules.
Yeah, our dear viewers, I regularly read your comments on Twitter and other mediums, and I have picked one from our fellow NAFO-tard that I think is the best. So here we go. Jay Bose, a creature resembling a human in appearance, has yet to evolve into one. As such, he spends his days muttering in the language of beasts, saying things like, Biden is this, or Zelensky is that. Oh, yeah. This is the behavior of a dog trained by its master, Putin.
Yeah, you know, some of it's true.
We appreciate your comments, so keep writing them.
Oh, yeah. And of course, another cringe of Ukraine has been the promise, the big promise of the big win, the counteroffensive, you know. Shh. You remember that one? Shh. Yeah. Didn't work out so well. Counteroffensive fell on its ass. The Leopards, the Abrams, the F-16s. Something happened with an F-16 the last couple of days. Didn't work out so well. The release the Leopard stuff, all the memes, you know, the Abrams is going to be the game changer. The list of game changers now is fucking longer than Game of Thrones, you know. You know, it didn't work out too well. But finally, some Abrams and some Leopards and some other British junk heaps and Australian ones too did finally make it to Moscow, right, Augie?
Yeah, and we actually sent you to stop them.
Run the video. So I was told that there was a display of NATO weapons that had reached Moscow. But all I could find is a big hunk of scrap metal with an American flag stuck on it. So in Cringe of the Year, we've got three, you know, nominees, if you like. We've got the French, the Ukrainians, and of course, we got to bring in Uncle Sam. We got to bring in the American elites, not the ordinary American worker. The guys like you who are watching the show going, what are you spending my money on? Why? They're the elites, you know, the people you guys do keep electing. Maybe give that up. And let's have a look at them. Let's have a look at our interaction with them, how they sort of all went on TikTok to show how cool they were while trying to ban TikTok. Interesting stuff. Run the video, Augie.
Chiefs or Niners?
Two great quarterbacks, hard to decide. If I didn't say I was for the Eagles, and I'd be sleeping alone. My wife's a Philly girl.
Game or commercials?
Game.
Game or halftime show?
Game.
Jason Kelce or Travis Kelce?
Mama Kelce. I understand she makes great chocolate chip cookies.
Deviously plotting to rig the season so the Chiefs would make the Super Bowl, or the Chiefs just being a good football team?
Four more years.
Trump or Biden?
Oh, this is so crazy. What is that?
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, please. Augie. We're gonna be a big man. What the f*** is that?
May the fourth be with you. Always.
Oh, Jesus, what the f*** is that? What? Now, hold on a second. This is just insane. How can the f***ing May the 4th be with you be in any way relevant or funny? It's like the bridge to f***ing nowhere. What? So you could say, May the Hort be with you. What the f***? It means nothing. That's like saying, getting some ketchup, say, May the Source be with you. And of course, you can leave Mark Hamill on the Death Star, which is, you know, Joe Biden's Oval Office, the catastrophe that it's been. And, you know, staying in the Star Wars team, Muggy, let me give you a hint of who we think is the woman that's really going to push the States over the line as Cringe of the Year. Let me think. Jar Jar Binks, anybody? Let's remind ourselves how Augie and I introduced you all to Kamala Harris here on the Moscow Mules. Run the video, Augie.
You know how dumb Kamala is? We've got our new Joe.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. Talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time.
The significance.
So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Kamala's getting really excited about the fact that you can actually get Wi-Fi on a bus. Run the video, folks.
The bus has Wi-Fi. And even USB outlets next to every seat.
I can't believe that there's USB
on the
fucking chairs.
I mean, come on, imagine. You can charge your phone on your way home from work.
Come on.
That's good stuff.
Everybody knows already in the audience, Kamala, you lunatic. And good old Kamala Harris isn't too bothered about what has been when it comes to a transsexual performer. She's more interested in what can be. It doesn't really matter that he has been a sex offender and has assaulted other people. It's all about the fact he's in a dress.
I just love the way.
Led by members of the community.
Community.
They are people who understand the capacity of the community, the needs of the community, the culture of the community.
It's so cringe.
Can we talk about it?
Augie, can we talk? Augie, can we talk? Ugh. Good old Kamala is also a woman very much connected to the vibe of the music. She likes to get down. She likes to hit the dance floor. It's basically one nation under a groove. Run the video, Augie.
One nation under a groove, getting down just for the funk of it. Can I get it on the...
So, Che, having seen all that, who do you think, or what do you think, wins the Cringe of the Year award?
I think the Cringe of the Year award, and I think everybody at home watching would agree, has to be American Elites.
Yeah, guys.
It's got to be.
Cut it down with the TikTok.
Congratulations. You won. And our next category is about geography. Yeah. It's about which place on Earth, which country is careering fastest towards a clown world apocalypse, basically. You know, we're all moving at different speeds towards the ultimate Armageddon. Of course, if Joe has his way, we'll be there before New Year's Eve. Let's take a look. Where are we going to start? Of course, we're going to have a look at one of the most powerful, biggest, prosperous, happiest, safest countries on Earth, right? The old USA. Let's have a look. Run the video, Augie. It isn't the latest episode of Night of the Living Dead or some zombie movie. No, this is an American city. These are American citizens who are being completely abandoned to terrible drug addiction, crime, and absolute poverty. And this shit's going on in the middle of American streets. All the while, tens of billions of dollars are being carted up, shipped out over to good old Ukraine. We love the Americans, but this one is funny. Run it, Augie.
She's really smart. She sounds like she's got the right idea about things.
Twisted sister. Stephanie Mueller, twisted sister. Stephanie Mueller, twisted sister. It's a twisted fucking world, I can tell you right now. This is insane. You know, so they can't keep the immigration out, and they can't keep the drugs out. And on the streets, ordinary Americans, man, they're paying with their lives. Unbelievable. That's scary, isn't it? You expect someone to come along with a crucifix and just go, psh.
Fuck this.
Fuck. You know, it's like, oh my God. Holy water, like, you know. Ah.
Why is this such a roadblock? Why have we spent...
go off.
Especially, you say you care about the students, but...
I mean, this is serious. We're meant to seriously look at these fucking people and take them seriously. It's absolute terrorism. It's insane. They've decided to release new technology that they've discovered. It's immensely impressive stuff. They've decided to actually put the rubbish bags in a bin. Yes, I repeat, they've decided that they're gonna put their in bins. Run the video, Augie. Amazing. Check it out. Look, music and everything. So they're only now introducing wheelie bins or actual bins, because prior to this, you just threw your everywhere, all over the road, in the river, down the subway, wherever you suited you.
This is a physical intimacy as well as an emotional intimacy. This is the same kind of relationship that Lincoln had been engaging with other male bed partners back to Bill Clinton and going to Joshua Speed.
This is bull. What? Oh, I hate that. What is this? Augie, come on, give me a hug. No, don't. So we're going to leave the good old USA Clown Country of the Year Award candidate one. You know, who writes this? Oh, it's you, Augie, yeah. Unsurprising. And we're going to head to good old UK. Core blimey, mate. Yes, the old United Kingdom. You know, yeah, great country. Great Britain. Great Britain? Don't know. Under two-tier care, it's kind of gone to that was on the way anyway with, what was the little dude from India that was in charge for a while? I forget it, no one knows his name anyway. And Boris, the whole clown show. But let's have a look at how Moscow Mules, let's say, massaged the ego of two-tier Keir and his clown world companions in the old UK. Run the video, Augie. He's now told everybody, you should prepare, this is my Keir Starmer impression, tell me what you think, you should prepare for a very painful budget. Run the video, Augie.
But I will be honest with you, there is a budget coming.
There's
in
a budget
October.
Coming.
And it's going to be painful.
It's going to be
we
painful.
We have no other choice.
Sounds like a serial
given
killer.
The situation that we're in.
Keir has released a campaign video to back up his views on arrests and crushing and, you know, really clamping down on people's right to an opinion. After all, it's the home of democracy, right? The UK? Run the video, Uggs. And of course, for the mentally challenged or, you know, delegates at the DNC, it's obvious that that wasn't Keir Starmer.
Playing music too loud? Right to jail, right away. You're driving too fast? Jail.
Complete with the South American, you know, dictator's outfit. It's beautiful.
You right to jail. You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail.
Yeah.
Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with the dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away.
Yeah, for sure.
We have the best patients in the world.
Absolutely. So we're going to leave the UK. Strong candidate, Starmer, a horrible little creature. He's in the running, Uggy, right? And then we're going to go back to Deutschland. Deutschland, a strong contender for clown country, destroying itself, destroying its industry. Big auto giants going to the wall. Halfway shit show, traffic light coalition, Green Party, ruining the country. You know, it's looking very, very tight. Now, the Brits and the Germans, of course, basically the same people. Yeah, guess what? And let's have a look at them. Now, I do get a bit wound up when it comes to the Brits and the Germans, particularly the Germans. Now, Augie's put together a fantastic little, let's say, a collage of how I've reacted to the Germans. I don't think it's that funny really at all. But Augie, I heard him laughing out loud in his little dungeon while he was putting this together. Run it, Augie.
The libtards on the left are not so happy. They're most upset with this thing called democracy. It's the violent on the video.
The teenager girls.
All is forgiven, Frau Merkel. Kommen Sie bitte.
Vladimir Putin released the hounds on poor old Frau Merkel. How could he?
We will stop calling him President Putin. We will now call him Vladimir Putin.
Poor old Arnulf Damerau is most upset because he invested a shit ton of money in Ukraine and a shit ton of money got robbed from him.
Oh, not going well. Nope. Not this time.
Nein. Was ist das Problem? Hans! Raus! Schneller! Was ist mein Wurzelig Kleine? Das Sonfentige Stein!
And it's unsurprising that poor old Robert is unable to crack a bottle of champagne because he doesn't have enough protein in his diet.
A German politician has a taste for licking the bowl. Not the bowl after he eats his porridge, but the bowl of the shitter.
Run it, Oggy. Oh, f***ing hell. Oh, no. Look at this. This is just...
My favourite place to be in the summertime, having a pint of beer at the side of the lakeside, watching all my friends head off to the shitster.
But in seriousness, Germany is in a lot of trouble.
I don't care if my people or my voters don't want to support your kind. We will support them. Happy birthday, Olaf. It is most fortunate for us that we will now sing the song known to other people around Europe as Happy Birthday to You, mein Liebling. Raus! Let's have the video again.
So there we go, Che. We've wrapped up with our contenders, and it's up to you to decide what place on this planet has been closest to the clown world that the Soros, our Soros overlords, imagined for us.
I think the guys at home will agree, particularly our viewers in the UK. It's got to be Starmageddon Britain. It's got to be George Orwell's dystopian reality of Starmer. It has to be the UK. UK is officially Moscow Mule's clown country of the year 2024.
Ta-da!
Congratulations. So leaving the old UK, the sceptred isle, septic isle, we're now moving into, you know, the ultimate winner and ultimate loser category and tonight's awards show. Oh, geez, I never thought I'd actually say that. Tonight's awards show. I feel so important. Augie?
We have zero budget for any awards, though.
But anyway, getting back to the actual awards, ultimate winner, ultimate loser. We haven't even put categories in here because, you know, everybody, dogs in the street know who the ultimate winner is in 2024. It's got to be the big Don, right, Augie?
No, no argument here.
It's got to be. And, you know, we've had great fun with Don on the show. As much as we've enjoyed putting the boot into, you know, Sleepy Joe, we've enjoyed sort of having fun with Don. He's a funny guy. He's a funny man. Run the video, Augie. Let's have a look at how Don added a little bit of salt and pepper to our episodes over the year. Run it.
We have to get along with the world.
Let's get along with the Russians. Very smart guy. It's not that they're so smart. It's not they're smart. It's that we're so dumb. We're oh so dumb. So dumb.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets. I swear to God. They're eating the rats in New York.
They will take the life of a child in the eighth month, the ninth month, and even after birth.
Postnatal abortion in the USA. That basically means you can kill your kid after it's born. That's kind of like the Sparta kind of vibe, isn't it, right? So, the weakest boy over the cliff.
Yeah, let's not forget, you know, things start to turn around for the big Don, you know, probably after he got shot, remember? Not once, he was shot once, but they tried to shoot him twice. And it's funny, they've now delayed the trial of the guy that actually tried to shoot him a second time. Interesting. Wonder why. People just sensed it. You know, Trump owned the internet, didn't he? Of course, with Big Elon in the background. Let's have a look at Trump interacting with us and watching what was happening here on the mules. We knew what was coming. You could smell it. You could see the blood in the water. And it kind of was defined by Trump throwing out the Big Mac and large fries in McDonald's. And he had in Internetsville, he had a couple of unexpected visitors. The vibe was definitely one of almost, you know, he's going to win this. Run the video, Augie. The boy's out for a spin. Yeah. Here we go. Let's go in. McDonald's. There's the big Don. Part-time work. Back through the gardens. Oh, yes. Wicked. Mm-mm. The boys are going to enjoy that one. Sweet. And the other, the yin to the yang, of course, to the big Don. Who we kind of like. We like him because he's entertaining. We don't like him in any sort of political way. Why not? And, you know, he's a man who talked a lot about peace, which is important too. So, you know, always go with the guy who's talking peace, sorting out the war in Ukraine. It needs to end. He's right. And, you know, the yin to the yang, as I say, good old Sleepy Joe, the self-propelled granddad. You know, he's like, he's even pre-floppy disk CD. He's like kind of punch card paper, computer paper propelled. That's what the Russians would say. Now, let's have a look at how we kind of put the boot into Sleepy Joe. It wasn't hard to do. Every week there was something new. And we actually were worried, right, Augie, that we thought, what will we do after Joe either expires or, falls down the steps of Air Force One and, you know, puts a sunroof in the back of his head? But let's have a look at how we danced with Sleepy Joe. You know, I have to say I enjoyed it. Run the video, Augie.
We're going to buy America.
I mean, look at Harris. Kamala Harris actually looks better with the googly eyes.
Why America's been the law since 1933. Also, caps.
This is just crazy.
2025.
This is good. President Biden has announced and pleaded with Tel Aviv,
do not attack Haifa. Don't do it. Vladimir Putin, don't attack Moscow. Don't do it. Who? What? Who are you? Are you a French guy? Where am I? Look.
Watch the wife. Stand up, you. Stand up, you. Watch. She's whispering in his ear. Please, Joe, there's no chair there. He's sitting down. Watch, there's no chair. President, the Russians have launched against us.
Oh, shit. Okay. Bomb Iceland. She now lost. She knew so much. Oh, she now lost. It's freedom.
Like, fucking hell. Let's have a beer with Uncle Joe.
And Joan, Shingang, Shingang,
Joan, Shingang, Shingang, Mufasa, Kawawa. Why are the hands always out like this? I think he's been told to keep the hands out like this so that if he falls over, he'll actually have the hands out. So he just goes like that. I think it's the Biden flick. He goes, and on the way down. Because when he falls, like off the bike, everything's in slow motion. It's a slow motion show. And there you go. Another year passes.
Hold on, Che. Put the fucking thing on. Put it on. Go on. We're getting paid for this. Put it on.
Jesus. So, there you go. Another year passes. I'm getting better looking. Augie is depreciating in value physically and mentally. But we're going to be here in the new year to continue to annoy our mutual friends and enemies. And we'd like to wish you all a very happy new year, peaceful and prosperous to you and your families. And we'll see you on the other side. God bless. See you soon. What a show.